14 before 8 o'clock, the China crisis, the topic of discussion on CCO Radio tonight. Rich Holter, Denny Long here, along with our in-studio guest, Jimmy Ouyang, former University of Minnesota graduate student, Professor Ted Farmer, chair of the East Asian Studies Department at the U of M. Also, Ji Chang is with us. He serves on the board of the Chinese Association at the University of Minnesota. Rich?
Joining us now, Denny, on the phone from his home in Edina is Robert, or is it Bob Hall?
Bob
Hall, whose daughter Anne is a student in, is it Beijing University?
She's at Beijing Normal University.
Uh-huh. Now, I talked to your son Jim this afternoon, and he explained what happened, that Anne is no longer at the university, but she still has a problem. Maybe you could pick it up when she left school.
She left Sunday at about 2:45 their time. They were notified that the army was to arrive at 3. She had called the embassy asking for help to remove them from the dormitory, and they were reluctant at the time to do so for some unknown reason. So fortunately, she was able to enlist some friends to help her, and she and two other girls, or friends, left and found a hotel near the university. It's the Yanshan Hotel. And she's been staying there since. I was able to reach her today. She had sent a fax message to her fiancé in California, letting him know where she was. And I called the hotel. And she indicated that she did know, she knew nothing about the news, did not know that there was any State Department information available, anything about being shipped out of the country. I asked her to call the embassy, which she did, and I checked back with her, and she said they were, again, very uncooperative. She felt frustrated. In fact, she had to plea with them to remove them from the dormitory on Sunday. She does have a ticket to leave Beijing, and asked if there was some way that she could get to the airport, and they indicated there, at that point, they did not have any available transportation. So we're at a loss to know where she is or where she's going to be going.
Now, she can't stay at the hotel she's currently occupying because, do I understand correctly, they are closing?
That's what Jim indicated to me, that he had apparently heard that it was closing. I hadn't talked to her about that. She was still in a state of frustration and bewilderment and fear, actually. She said it's, you can't get near the embassy at all, and she doesn't want to be on the streets, of course. It's difficult to get a hold of anyone at the embassy, and she expressed great dissatisfaction with the information she was receiving from them and any help. I intend to lodge a protest.
You're not alone. In the last hourly CBS News, there was a comment from a number of people who have called the State Department number that's been given out this afternoon. This is the 202-647-0562 number.
Yes, I called that also.
And some people say that they have not been treated very well when they've called that number. Now, the head of the State Department is now involved in this and is looking for anyone who treated anybody with anything but the utmost respect. So
it was very poorly handled. I called Boschwitz's office, explained the situation to them, and I still have no further help. All the other embassies removed their students beforehand. The French and British took theirs out. The Japanese brought in buses to take them out. And the only ones remaining were the Americans and a few Germans.
And we have, what, 300 and some students there?
At the Normal University, I'm not sure. But I do know that they were left remaining, which I found terribly irresponsible considering what could be happening.
How did she describe her trip to the hotel?
We really didn't get into that. In fact, I don't even know how she got there. I assume she got there by car, but I'm not sure. It was sort of a haphazard conversation that was sort of clicking on and off.
Did she talk about the conditions in the city?
No, she really didn't. She said she was far enough removed from it that she wasn't aware of too much except just the information she was receiving from others. She has tried to remain apart from it as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. May I make some suggestions?
Sure.
Excuse me, sir. Which hotel your daughter is in now in Beijing?
She's at the Yanshan Hotel.
Probably this is a new hotel. Do you know which part of Beijing it is?
It's near Beijing
near
Normal.
Near her university or something?
It's very near Beijing Normal University.
Okay.
56 Haiden Road.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I know that part of Beijing, and Beijing Normal University actually is to the west of the west side of Tiananmen Square,
uh-huh.
And actually all the embassy, no matter U.S. embassy or Japanese embassy, all the embassy are on the east side of Tiananmen Square, and probably the problem is if they want to send any transportations to the west side, they got to go through Tiananmen Square, and very possible the traffic there are kind of blocked, and a lot of military action happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, yeah, it's the main things probably she could do is try to reach the embassy. Once she gets into embassy, any foreign embassy, and they are all on the east side of Tiananmen Square, and we know the airport is in the far, far east, northeast of Beijing, and they can reach the airport without any military interruption. Because now the military action is near Tiananmen Square and towards northwest, which is Beijing Normal University, and then far north, Beijing University, Tsinghua University, and all those major university campus area.
I see. I've tried reaching her again. I haven't been able to get through. Apparently the lines are all tied up.
Well, Bob, may I suggest that shortly after 8 o'clock tonight, we're going to have Bill Frenzel here
mm-hmm.
with us on the line, and he is your congressman. And we'll try and put you two together.
Great.
And maybe his office can be of some assistance to
I'd
him.
I'd certainly appreciate that. I'm disappointed in our government at this point.
If you could contact your daughter again, is it possible that for her to reach Mingzhu Hotel, which is also on the west side of Tiananmen Square? And personally, I know a friend, American friend, and she's served in the State Department, and she is still staying in the Mingzhu Hotel. So probably if she can reach that hotel, and she can join some of the other Americans.
What is that hotel again, please?
Mingzhu Hotel.
Mingzhu?
Mingzhu Hotel.
Mingzhu, okay.
It's also on the west side of the Tiananmen Square.
Okay, I'll mention that to her when I get a hold of her.
Well, Bob, we thank you for joining us. We know it's a very trying time for you, and as I said, we'll put Bill Frenzel on the line with you either on the air or off the air, one of the two, probably better off the air.
I appreciate
and,
that.
And we'll see what he can do to help.
Thank you very much.
That's Bob Hall of Edina. His daughter, Anne, is currently in Beijing. She's in a downtown hotel right now, and what she needs now is some transportation to the airport. She has a ticket, and maybe with Chi Cheng's help and Bill Frenzel's help, maybe we'll get her there.
Rich, we're going to be taking a break for a little business, a little news. We'll also be getting an update from CBS News in 6 minutes from right now. But before we make that break, a listener called with a question for Chi Cheng, wondering, at least to your knowledge, is mail being interrupted?
No.
At this moment.
As I know, up to now, the mail is still open. The telephone line is still open. I still be able to make some phone call to Beijing and Shanghai this afternoon. And actually, I got some mail from China in yesterday. Well, the mail probably came to the United States a couple of days ago, but I don't know the very recent case. We actually just did something. We sent out 600 copies of the news summary in Chinese version through mail to cover 20 provinces of China, try to tell the people the truth. We know there is a news block out in China now, and as we have already known that people in Beijing, in Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Nanjing, and looks like Xi'an, have already known something, but there are still a lot of cities, especially in northeast part and southwest part, and we are doing that part of things. And if anything happened, like say mail was interrupted, and we probably will be able to know that pretty soon. And VOA, people in China still can hear VOA, still can hear BBC. Students in Xi'an told us they are listening to VOA and translate those news into Chinese. Three frequencies of Chinese broadcasting were jammed, but the English broadcasting can still reach most of the major cities, and they are translating those things into Chinese, and the students are broadcasting those news on a loudspeaker and driving the van around the city, and the people and the workers still be able to know something happening.
Danny, I know we have a break for news here in just a moment. We'll pick up some local news, and then we'll move on to CBS. But before, I mentioned a State Department phone number for anybody that has relatives in China, and I want to repeat that. I ran over it rather quickly. And Bob Hall's contact withstanding, the number for the State Department is 202-647-0562. I believe that's a 2. We have a little printer problem here. I'll double-check it. 202-647-0562. For those that have relatives in China, that's the U.S. State Department number.